This is Sunday morning, 4/11/21, the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of this is Pondering, P-O-N-D-E-R-I-N-G. Proverbs 23:7 says, or the first part of it, "For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." Now remember the teaching is going to flow with that. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. My beloved, expand your thinking. As you expand your thinking, I can expand what I can do for you. I have no limits. Nothing is impossible with me. If you can believe it, you can receive it. Man's thinking limits me. I have great plans for each one of my children, but they must believe to receive. You know, he has a perfect, wonderful plan laid out for every person. Most never receive that, sad to say. For so many, I've had such wonderful plans for them, but because of their thinking, I could not bless them. It's like trying to listen to FM on AM. I have a frequency. And when my children get on my frequency, they receive. So many won't get on his frequency. It's not that, well, God doesn't love me, God doesn't care. No, it's that you're on AM, he's on FM. So sad, so many are nowhere near my frequency. I also have a timeline to fulfill. He has a timeline also for each one of us. Because of wrong thinking, time runs out for me to again bless or fulfill what has been promised. It is not me that limits, it is your thinking processes. It's based on how stinking long it takes to get the world's thinking out of your minds and into, you know, the Word of God. That's why he tells you the first thing to do is to renew your mind to know God's will. Some that I had great things for will never see the fulfillment of what I had for them because of their thinking. They just couldn't see it as possible. Those that walk on my frequency and in my timeline receive. I want all my children to receive, but as you have noticed, many have not. They are just too messed up in their minds to enter the kingdom. I cannot bless Satan's kingdom and Satan's timeline. Unfortunately, many choose the wrong master and don't even know it. Me, this is my thought. Have you ever been going about your business and you see yourself doing something different from the norm? Have you ever had a flash of something? I believe that this is God expanding thinking. He's showing you things he wants to do. When we ponder that, we open the possibility for God to do new things in your life, or our lives. Don't poo-poo that. Don't dismiss that. Think, ponder. It's okay, the Lord again. I will show you great and mighty things that you don't yet know. Eye hath not seen, ear has not heard, neither entered the heart of man. You know, what God wants to do, what he has for you. It makes me chuckle when I see a younger person talking about, yeah, I'm this way and blah, 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 blah. I'm thinking, you ain't got a clue. You're nowhere near having a clue. And we could all say that. Wherever we are, God is so much higher and he has so much more out there. Don't ever just settle and think this is all there is. All right. I will show you great mighty things that you don't know yet. Embrace them even if you don't understand them. Stay on my frequency and my timeline and it will become a reality. What is a frequency? It's the fact or condition of occurring. A timeline is a schedule of events. See, when you start pondering the things of God and you're staying on his frequency, then the events that he has on your timeline of things for you to experience, you will just walk right into them. If you're closed-minded and you shut yourself off to it, nothing will happen. And you'll find yourself going down another way that you didn't want to go. Okay, John 11 is a perfect example about Jesus when Lazarus, how he listened to the Lord and how he didn't let pressure cause him to step out independently because of his emotions and his love for Lazarus. He waited. And then God raised Lazarus from the dead. Just those few moments. Even the sisters were blaming him for it. When you have glimpses of these things, the things I want to do in your life, ponder them so you will condition your heart to stay soft and pliable so that you can move when I say move. I'm going to look at an example here. This is Mary. This is Luke 2. First scripture is verse 19. This was after Jesus' birth and the shepherds came. It says verse 19. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Verse 51 kind of says that also. It says, and he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them, but his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. She knew what God had said about Jesus, how special he was. She pondered these things, and there was a few times, time or two, he kind of had to put mom in her place, but she was in the upper room the day of Pentecost. Here's what it means to ponder, to consider, to aid, or to join. Think about that. You get God thoughts. It's not just Satan pounding your brain with some stupid something. It's God thoughts. And a lot of times God thoughts are outside of your perimeter. All right. I'm going to look at just a few scriptures here about that. Pondering. Proverbs 4:26. It says, ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Okay, Proverbs 5:6. Lest thou shalt ponder the path of life, her ways are movable, that thou canst not know them. Sounds like protection. 21. For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord. He pondereth all his goings. All right, Proverbs 21. To me, pondering is like reflecting. You're reflecting. It's meditation is what it is, basically. 21:2. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the hearts. All right, 24:12. If thou sayest, behold, we knew it not, doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it? He that keepeth thy soul, doth not he know it? Shall he not render to every man according to his works? What am I saying here? When things come your way that seem out of the box, don't just dismiss them. Oh, that's just me. Really? Probably not. It may be something in the future you will do. This is my thought here. I believe God always shows you what he wants to do, and he wants us to focus on that so when the time comes, we can move ahead with him with no hesitation. You could say, like Mary, we conceive God's plan and then birth God's plan. All right, here's the Lord again. Because you have chosen my way, like Moses, Joshua and Caleb, you will reap what they reaped. Longevity, youth renewal, latter days better than your former days, wealth and wisdom, abundant life. Few have found my way. I said that it is a narrow path and few there be that find it, for there are many obstacles on the straight and narrow path. Most have succumbed to the way of the system. Yes, the beast system. living in a box, you could call it a casket. Just observe 2020. What has the system, the beast, attempted to do? Box you in? It is a mental game. Getting you used to slavery, pinned in and afraid to speak out. The mask are all about no voice. Box you in, it is a mental game. Getting you used to slavery, pinned in and afraid to step out, go anywhere, do anything. Yes, it is a mental game. Just like the children of Israel, as you know, only a few came out from under it and received my blessing for them. The system crushed them. Ponder this. We be not able, and they were not able. Ponder this. We are well able, and they were well able. This is my frequency, well able, regardless of age. Age has nothing to do with it. The mindset does. This is my timeline. Take the hill with the giant on it. The giant is simply the voice of Satan's propaganda. Caleb said at the age of 85, he said he was as strong at 85 as he was at 40. Ponder well able and leave age out of it. The world makes a big deal out of it. Know why? Satan knows it's all about your mindset. Now here's another thought of mine. When I used to watch television on Sunday afternoon, I noticed that mostly what was shown was old age commercials. Satan peddling his goods even on Sunday, 24/7 nonstop. Yeah. Well, it's the Lord again. I've set before you an open door that no man can shut. Excuse me. I never put any limits on my man. That is you. You are my man. Keep my plans, my goal before your eyes. Set your face like flint, and no matter how you feel, never give in to the enemy in your thoughts. If you will discipline yourself to do this, you will inherit all the land, just like Joshua and Caleb did. It is so sad that only a few ever have, for this is my will for all my men. Joshua and Caleb did not consider their age, their bodies, or their circumstances, and neither should you. They considered that greater was their God than the obstacles in their way. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Satan's propaganda, his frequency, his timeline is trying to set your course. All those in the wilderness fell for it. What they saw caused their fall. They saw the giants, the lack of food, the lack of water, the size of the giants, and they said that they be not able. Refuse to see the circumstances. Discipline yourself to see the victory. I have already assured you victory. Proverbs 12:28, in the way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof there is no death. Deuteronomy 33:25, thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Excuse me. Listen to that. However long you live, you'll have the strength for every day you live. Romans 5:17. It's time to reign. For by one man's offense, death reigned by one. Much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. It is simply a matter of what you think. This is why Satan has launched an all-out war to steal the minds of men through every way imaginable. Not for you, though, for you know the truth. You see, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. It reminds me of Sarah at 90 having a baby. I told my first man to call it. Well, I'm saying to you, call it. Ponder it. That's what he did when he hovered over the waters. Ponder it, then call it. That's the way I operate, and that is the way I made you to operate. I called it the way I wanted it after my spirit moved upon the face of the waters. That word moved means to brood. He didn't just say something. He was brooding. Brood means to meditate. And to call means to call out. Where are you calling it out from? Faith realm. Discipline yourself to shake off Satan's fear tactics. He is after your mind. Ponder my ways. Stay on my frequency. Ponder my will, my timeline. Fear is not in you. It is a tactic. Keep moving forward and not be deterred, for you're well able to take the land. Old age is simply a satanic-based propaganda tactic to seize your mind and take you out. Think young, act young. Think limitless, don't limit me. Take all the limits off and I will show you the stuff like Moses, Joshua, and Caleb saw. You'll see the things I saw when I was here. This is the kingdom of God. There are no limits here. See, we're under an illusion. When this illusion is gone, we're going to really see the kingdom the way it is. All right, continue to fight. Wait a minute. Oh, you have a big work ahead. Your focus will cause you to partake of all the glory. It'll lead others to do the same. Those who will not will just simply miss out. Many are just waiting to escape. They want an exit instead of an inheritance. They would rather exit than stand and fight. Continue to fight the good fight of faith. Continue to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. It feels real. It isn't. It is merely a propaganda tactic to seize your mind. Satan doesn't have any tactic to those who walk by faith. Be like Paul. Just shake it off and keep on moving forward and taking the land. This is how Paul got there, by walking through it. He was not deterred, and neither will you be when you do it this way. Always remember, you are in the fire, but I am in the fire with you. We're going to read Daniel, and we'll be done with this. Daniel. Chapter 3. I'll start with verse 14. Now we know about the statue and the three Hebrew children were told you're going to bow or you're going to burn. Okay. 14. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? And if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we're not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, or in other words, regardless, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then when Nebuchadnezzar, full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1/7 times more than it was want to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, their hats, their other garments, and were cast in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. The Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? And they answered and said unto the king, True, O king. He answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. I've got some FYI here, but